relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
This is about as clear evidence you could find of intent by the campaign to collude with the Russians, to get useful information from the Russians.
I think there's plenty of evidence of collusion or conspiracy in plain sight.
I did say that there is ample evidence, and indeed there is, of collusion of people in the Trump campaign with the Russians.
He is going to be delivering what I think are going to be his indictments, the final indictments.
I would not be surprised if there were a number of indictments that still were going to come down the pike.
There are indictments in this president's future.
And I think they're shocked that the noose is tightening.
He feels the noose is tightening.
The noose is tightening.
The sound of hoofbeats of all those investigations catching up with Donald Trump must be loud in his ears.
He may be the first president in quite some time to face the real prospect of jail time.
People might go to jail.
You're exactly right.
For the rest of their lives.
I think they're all going to jail.
Well, I think they're all going to end up together in prison, and maybe that's a good thing.
Oh, my God.
He has no idea that he's going down.
You're confident that at least some Trump associates will wind up in jail?
If I was betting, I would say yes.
We could go on and on and on, and we could play that montages like that, not for hours, but days. It's called the Russia hoax. Some people more accurately call it Obamagate, hat tip Dan Bongino. But now we have the incontrovertible proof. It's not just a sore story from 6 or 7 years ago. Thanks to our next guest and his colleagues, we now know that the plot against the president, to use the phrase my friend Lee Smith uses a title for one of his books, was generated by Obama, by John Brennan, by Jim Comey. Just one sentence from the article that is causing a blockbuster tectonic shakeup across Washington, D.C. and the broader political community. Quote, President Barack Obama's CIA director, John Brennan, had identified 26 Trump associates for the Five Eyes to target, meaning our intelligence allies in the English-speaking world. According to the journalists, a source has confirmed the intelligence community had, quote, identified those associates to bump or make contact with and to manipulate, thus providing an end run around the U.S. Constitution to spy against U.S. citizens without evidence of any guilt. Let's unpack it all with a man who, he's done a great service to all those who believe in the truth over the last couple of years, especially with the Twitter files. Matt Taibbi, welcome to America First.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Right. So first, everybody needs to read the article. It's at the top of my Twitter feed. They need to go to racket.news, your Substack. So I have to ask you, what's different about what you and Michael Schellenberger and your colleague, Alex, is it Guttentag, have given for us today? Because the likes of Mark Levin, Dan Bongino, Miranda Devine, John Solomon, Lee Smith, Sarah Carter have been talking about the exploitation of the intelligence community, but now you have a new source. Could you tell us what you have brought to the table? Because it is explosive.
Yeah, all those people did excellent work and more, and there are plenty of other reporters who have done incredible work across the last 8 years, exposing various parts of the story. I could name a dozen of them off the top of my head, from Chuck Ross to Aaron Maté to Margot Cleveland. I mean, there are a lot of people who did a lot of valuable work looking under the surface of these of allegations involving Trump and Russia. What we have that's different is we have sources who were close to the House Permanent Select Committee on Investigations who were have direct knowledge of reports that were never declassified. As you know, the HPC investigators did very, very valuable work in producing what was known as the Nunes memo in 2018. Now, that was denounced by everybody in major media, but it was vindicated a year later by the Barack Obama appointed Inspector General of the Justice Department, Michael Horowitz. But only a share of that research got out. Some of it never left the grounds of Langley. There was a small unit of that group that that worked out of an office on the grounds of the CIA. They prepared reports about various things, including the construction of an intelligence community assessment, and that's still in a vault in the CIA. So the details about that and about the surveillance campaign that was conducted against members of the Trump campaign and associates of Trump. For instance, the number 26, we were told 26 people were placed under surveillance. That's new. There are a number of new details, but you're right. You're absolutely right. This is, it's, you know, sort of icing on the top of a cake that has already been baked over the years by unrecognized investigators.
Let me keep reading some quotes because this story is so hard to keep in one box because it's connected to Ukraine, it's connected to Pfizer, it's connected to Mike Flynn, Manafort, on and on and on. Quote, the United States intelligence community, the IC, including the Central Intelligence Agency, illegally mobilized foreign intelligence agencies to target Trump advisors long before the summer of 2016. So here's, you know, the key maybe novel aspect on top of your new source that we thought all of this started in 2016 with the end of the Obama administration, but now you have confirmation that the UK, that Australia, that Italy were already targeting members of the Trump campaign back in March of 2016. What were they doing? It seems like a fishing expedition to trawl for something that they could then report to Brennan, to the CIA, to Obama. Yes, there's something about these Trump guys. You should spy on them using your internal warrants. Is that as simple as it gets?
Basically, you know, look, there was a series of unusual news reports that came out after this whole scandal emerged. You might remember a couple of them. There was a profile of Christopher Steele in The New Yorker,
yeah,
written by Jane Mayer. There was another story by Luke Harding at The Guardian, and it talked about how the origin of this story was actually Britain's GCHQ. That they had intercepted.
Which is their NSA. It's their Electronic Surveillance Intelligence Agency.
Exactly. It's the British version of the NSA had intercepted some troubling traffic. The New Yorker used the phrase a stream of illicit communications. And they talked about catching these things as early as late 2015. And the story went that they tried to alert our CIA, and the detail is always included in these stories that our CIA was slow in the draw, that they didn't respond quickly enough, and that eventually this turned into a series of investigative actions, which you might call sort of loyalty checks or wellness checks, which aren't uncommon, by the way, right? So our intelligence agencies get word that maybe some American is perhaps, you know, trending towards going over to a foreign adversary, so they will check up on that person. What's unusual in this case is they did it to a whole slew of people in the Trump campaign under a kind of umbrella theory of collusion and coordination that they never had predication for.
Right.
And this started, as you mentioned, the official start of the FBI investigation was July 30th of 2016. This activity started well before then. We were told initially March of 2016. There are other reports coming in now that it might even have been before that. In 2015, but certainly, you know, in the spring of 2016, this stuff was already happening.
Oh, so listen to what he said. He's using, you know, the accurate fancy language, the predication, meaning the evidence of some reasonable suspicion. There was no predication. We need that in our system. This isn't the Soviet Union where you say, you know, the hoary old phrase associated with Lavrenti Beria, show me the man and I will find the crime. I'll just keep digging until there's something I can charge them with. That's what we're talking about here. They used foreign agencies like MI6, like GCHQ, like the Australians to do things they weren't permitted to do as the CIA, as the FBI, to try and find some dirt on the Trump campaign that then could be used as the infamous quote-unquote insurance policy. We've only just started. I know it's difficult to track. It's so complicated, but Matt's going to help us. Follow him on X at Matt Taibbi, T-A-I-B-B-I, and on his Substack at racket.news. If you want to go back and listen to what we said or any other of our long-form interviews, this is the value of the third hour of the show. Never miss an episode. Go to our podcast platform, whichever one you prefer. Plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Leave us a five-star review and share the links with your friends. And if you want President Trump back in the White House, check out all the America First gear at sebgorkastore.com. This is America First. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Greetings, this is Dr. Sebastian Gorka from the Midas Gold Group War Room. The MAGA veterans at Midas point out that the Federal Reserve note does not belong to you. It belongs to the Federal Reserve Bank. While the federal debt doesn't belong to the Federal Reserve Bank, it belongs to you. This is your wake-up call to what the Midas Gold Group veterans believe the central bank and government are trying to do. A controlled demolition of our current system with a central bank digital currency to take complete and utter control of our transactional freedoms. A literal digital concentration camp replete with social sanctions. Protect yourself. Turn this wake-up call into a phone call and look into the opportunities that gold can provide you as a way to diversify your investments. Call veteran-owned Midas Gold Group today, 855-322-GOLD, or go to MidasGoldGroup.com. That's 855-322-GOLD, or just go to MidasGoldGroup.com. Always faithful, Midas Gold Group, MAGA, and proud of it.
The biggest scandal was when they spied on my campaign. They spied on my campaign.
Well, there's
Leslie.
No real evidence of that.
Of course there is.
No.
It's all over the place. Leslie,
sir,
they spied on my campaign and they got caught.
Can I say something? You know, this is 60 Minutes, and we can't put on things we can't verify.
You won't put it on because it's bad for Biden.
We can't things we can't verify.
Leslie, they spied on my campaign.
Well, we can't verify
It's been totally
that.
Verified.
No.
That's meant to be journalism. President Trump knew. I have a theory as to how he knew. We'll test it with our special guest momentarily. But yes, his campaign was spied upon. If you haven't booked yet, if you're looking for something incredibly fun to do this July 4th weekend, and if you missed our trip to Israel, we took 350 of you, our dearest listeners, to the Holy Land, then join us for our Patriots Alaska cruise, June 29th to July 6th. We'll be in the most beautiful state of the Union on a luxury liner. I've never even been on a cruise, and I've never been to Alaska. Join us for the trip of a lifetime with our amazing West Coast host, Jennifer Horn, with our morning maven, Mike Gallagher, Chris Stigall, and some special MAGA surprise guests. We've had 200 cabins already booked. Check out the amazing itinerary at sebgorka.com and reserve your cabin today. That's S-E-B. G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and the Patriots Alaska Cruise banner. All right, Matt, let me diverge a little bit, because we don't have guests of your ilk on this show very often, because you have a reputation for not exactly being MAGA or America First. You've written a couple of scathing books about President Trump. So let's talk a little bit about you. How did you get to be Mr. Twitter Files, right-hand man of Elon Musk, and now verifying the fact that the most powerful intelligence community in the world was used as a political weapon against the 45th president of the United States. Give us a little potted history of how that happened.
it's an interesting story. This Trump-Russia story, I have to say, it's not an exaggeration to say it had a profound effect on my personal life. I'd probably still be working at Rolling Stone, where I was for 15 years, if it were not for this story. Now, I wasn't fired. I wasn't squeezed out. But there were a handful of us in mainstream press. Glenn Greenwald is another example. Aaron Maté, who was at The Nation and Democracy Now!, was another. You know, most of us, basically, we just expressed a little bit of skepticism. There was a sort of distant note of, well, where's the evidence for that? And this became considered heretical.
What happened when you, your colleagues, said, hang on a second, can we see the evidence of traitors inside the Trump campaign? What reaction did you get from your colleagues?
Oh, I was, you know, denounced. I was called a Putin lover, a traitor to the United States, a secret Trump admirer. I mean, every, you know, a bigot, a misogynist, every kind of thing that they can throw at you. There was incredible pressure that was placed on journalists. And it's not such a big deal for people like me because I'm always going to be landing on my feet. I'm experienced in this business. But what I think happened was that a lot of other younger reporters who work in the system looked at what happened to me and, say, Glenn Greenwald and thought, you know, I don't need that. So I'm just going to be quiet. Right. And that definitely happened. I know that happened because I talked to a lot of folks who didn't say anything during that time period. But it was very uncomfortable. And, you know, I actually pitched to the magazine Rolling Stone. I said, look, this story looks like it's wrong. It looks like a repeat of the WMD fiasco where we had cooked intelligence. And Rolling Stone could be, you know, we could be ahead of the game if we were the first mainstream organization to uncover that. And I was sort of politely told that that was not a story they were interested in. So I knew my time was limited at that point at the magazine.
I think you've called yourself in a prior interview, and we've been on panels together on Newsmax, a classic ACLU journalist, a man of the left. For our audience, we're talking about 3.5 million conservatives right now across the nation. Can you explain why this story is so important to Matt Taibbi? Because we know all of these people are innocent, because not one of the 26 is sitting in prison right now as an agent of Putin's Kremlin. Why is the FBI, the CIA, the Obama White House using other countries' intelligence agencies as a political targeting tool? Why should this be the biggest story of the last 10, 20 years?
Well, there are a lot of reasons. I mean, think about Watergate. This story is similar to Watergate. I would actually venture to say it's far more serious. In the example of Watergate, you had a presidential administration that was anxious to conduct surveillance of their opponents, but they had to do it in secret. They had to create their own homegrown team of plumbers who had to be paid out of envelopes and the committee to reelect the president. And they had to commit a quote unquote third rate burglary to implant listening devices at the DNC. Here we have whole institutions that were captured in the effort to conduct surveillance on associates of the Trump campaign. We have the CIA involved. We have the FBI involved. We have on the other end where the unmasking of people in the transcripts that were collected. We have the National Security Council. We have the White House. There are lots and lots of organizations that we have to look at. It wasn't something that they hid. It was something that they did in plain view, and that is why it's more serious. And as to the question of why someone like me would care about this, it's not just an enormous abuse of power by the intelligence community and the law enforcement, the kind of thing that inspired the Church Committee hearings in the 70s, which reformed the CIA and the FBA and the FBI. But it's an enormous failure of media, which is my entire life. I grew up in journalism, and our whole thing is about getting things right and wrong. And they got this thing wrong all the way from the start, and they are not going to correct it, which is unbelievable to me.
Yeah, I think that's why the label, they got it wrong. You're being charitable. You're being kind. I think when you decide not to correct or to say, sorry, I did this as a favor to somebody, or somebody at the CIA gave me this story, I didn't verify it. It's not they got it wrong. They were part of the problem. And I think that's why you're doing what you're doing right now. The website, the Substack, is racket.news. The latest article, you've got to read it, from Michael Schellenberger and Alex Guten Tag. It gives you the details, the confirmation of what we knew all along. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Make sure you never miss any of the breaking news we provide you by following me on social media. I'm on all the platforms that matter. Just look for Seb Gorka or Sebastian Gorka on Truth Social, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Parler, Getter, Telegram, you name it. You can watch the show on your Roku, your Fire Stick device, your Samsung Plus, or just get the Salem News Channel app. And lastly, for my Substack, because I've got one too, it's sebastiangorka.substack.com with exclusive content written by me and direct access to me. Go today. It's my whole name is one word, sebastiangorka.substack.com. What about the binder? No, not Mitt and Mitt Romney's binder, the 10-inch binder of the Russia collusion hoax. That is perhaps the most intriguing, shocking aspect of this story. That's next here on America First with our special guest, Matt Taibbi. How do you feel? I feel great. And one of the reasons I believe I feel better is because I take Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Balance of Nature receives over 1,000 success stories every single month from hundreds of thousands of customers who've purchased billions of capsules of their fruits and vegetables over the past 20 years. You should check it all out on their website. Their products are gluten-free and non-GMO, and they contain no added sugars or synthetics. If you're looking for something to make you feel better naturally, you should definitely try Balance of Nature today. Whether you order online or call them direct, you must use the promo code GORKA to get this special offer of 35% off. Call them on 800-2468-751 and use discount code GORKA, or order online at balanceofnature.com. Use discount code GORKA to get 35% off.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
Thank you kindly, Mr. President. This is America First on the Salem News Network across the nation. This isn't NPR. We don't get $500 million of your taxpayer money every year. This is a free market enterprise. As such, please support those who make it possible. Great patriots like Mike Lindell, who has been canceled by Fox, not as a guest, but as their biggest advertiser. Why? Well, because Paul Ryan said so. Let's have his back. He's the inventor of MyPillow. 81 million sold. Yes, they are that good. But did you know he's got more than 200 other items on his website? Made here in America by Americans for you. Let's have Mike's back. Because of that incredibly cretinous decision by Fox, the standard offer that you get as my listeners of up to 2/3 off the price of his products, guess what he's doing? He's adding free shipping. So no matter how much you order, you can order a mattress. You can order 10 mattresses because you're listening to me. You'll get it shipped for free. Don't buy that Chinese garbage on Amazon. Go right now to MyPillow.com, promo code GORKA, or call them up. Talk to a human being. How nice is that? 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code GORKA. So binders. According to your report, I'm reading summaries from the great Margot Cleveland at the Federalist, and this is like the ticking time bomb. I think this is the big, yes, you know, we shouldn't use spy agencies to spy on anybody's campaign. I don't know who you are. I don't care who you are. Okay. Unless you're actually a spy, you're working for North Korea or Putin, you know, they shouldn't be spying on you. But here, how about this? Your report states the following. details about the FBI's investigation of the Trump campaign and the raw intelligence related to the intelligence community's illegal surveillance of the Trump campaign are in a 10-inch binder that President Trump ordered to be declassified at the end of his term. So, you know, there is a set of documents that prove that this was a hatchet job by Obama, by Brennan, by Clapper, by Comey. And I had Kash Patel, former assistant director of national intelligence, almost a year ago on my show say, or float this idea, the FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago was to get the binder back, to reclassify it, to deep six it or shred it, so this whole story that you and Michael and Alex have uncovered would never see the light of day. Is that plausible to you? Have you had a secondary confirmation? Talk to us about the binder, Matt.
So this is the most complicated part of the story. We've been told that there are up to three different binders that are being referred to. We have conflicting reports from sources. We have a couple of sources who believe that the Mar-a-Lago raid may have been motivated, at least in part, by a fear that certain materials got out, either one of the binders or a report about the creation of the intelligence community assessment, which is supposedly in a vault at the CIA, but there are rumors that one individual got it out. And
when you say this, the intelligence community assessment, that's the assessment of the Russia hoax, which would be embarrassing if it got out?
So this was the published intelligence community assessment from January 6th, coincidental date, right? From January 6th of 2017, was released by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence that said that that Vladimir Putin had ordered an influence campaign in order to denigrate Hillary Clinton and to help President-elect Trump's electoral chances. And this, our report that's coming out tomorrow is going to detail how that ICA, they call it an intelligence community assessment. It's a smaller, more agile project than what you might have heard of as a national intelligence estimate.
Yes.
The traditional thing that the CIA does. That ICA was described to us as cooked intelligence. They upgraded unreliable sources, downgraded reliable sources, and left out information like, for instance, that Russia was perfectly comfortable with the Hillary Clinton presidency. They were fine. They liked the idea of the continuity of her being in office. So the myth that they were terrified of Hillary and that they were very anxious to put Donald Trump in office was created on the back of manipulated intelligence. And there is a report that was written about this that supposedly never left the grounds of Langley, but there are also rumors that it got out at the end of the Trump presidency, and there are people concerned about that. And I believe that was the genesis of these stories about vanished binders and vanished intelligence.
Wow, wow. We are unpacking it segment by segment. Follow this man at mtaibiracket.news. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the relieffactor.com studios. Relief Factor, it's real, it works. It is liberating over a million Americans from their daily pain. I happen to be one of them. If you've tried everything else and failed to find relief, try this product. It has no side effects because it's natural. The ingredients are proven anti-inflammatories like resveratrol, curcumin. You owe it to yourself to find out if you could be the next success story. It's super easy. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. Ask yourself one very simple question. What do I have to lose? If the only answer to that question is the pain, well, then you know what to do. 1-800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com. That's 1-800-473-5433, relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Are you tired of not getting a good night's sleep? Well, my friend Mike Lindell has created the perfect solution. He didn't just top out the pillow, he also created the Giza Dream Bed Sheets. Made from the world's best cotton called Giza, these sheets are ultra soft and breathable, yet extremely durable. And now, for a limited time, you can get 50% off the Giza Dream Sheets with prices starting as low as $29.98 in a variety of sizes and colors, and have a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio square and use promo code GORKA at checkout. You can also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow 2.0 mattress topper and the MyPillow towel sets. Don't wait any longer to get the best sleep of your life. Call 800-829-8468 or go to MyPillow.com now and use promo code GORKA. That's 800-829-8468 or MyPillow.com, promo code GORKA.
He's taking these shots, this antagonism, this taunting to the intelligence community.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to do this.
I'm seeing our guest, you know, chortle through the video connection, and I don't think that's the first time he's heard that cut from, you know, the most senior senator in the upper house in Washington, D.C. What, I mean, just think about that statement. Think about that statement. A sitting senator is threatening the president, right, Matt?
It's unbelievable, especially considering the context of what was going on. This is an incoming, you know, president-elect who is being, you know, reports are leaking out left and right. Classified information is leaking out left and right. Classified signals intelligence is leaking out about his most senior appointees like Michael Flynn. And he's being accused essentially of an espionage conspiracy to fix an election with Russia. And he's supposed to what? Be quiet? And this is also, as we were finding out, that members of his, you know, campaign team were placed under surveillance. You're not supposed to ask questions about that. You're not supposed to tell the American people about that. Again, I was not a fan of Donald Trump, but what's he supposed to do? Yeah. Be quiet?
Yeah. I want to unpack that transition period after the election, the victory, and then the president-elect thing. But first, to all of our dear listeners out there, I often get asked, what role can I play to push against the crazies that are trying to destroy the country? Well, here's a very simple answer. You don't have to be an investigative journalist. You don't have to have a daily radio show. You don't have to necessarily run for political office. So that's cool if you're doing it, especially locally. If you've got a cell phone, please don't fund the people who hate America with every call you make and every text you send. The big companies, if your phone is connected to the big ones, and I think you know who they are, guess what? Every single year they donate millions of dollars to causes you don't believe in, like Planned Parenthood, like foundations that are trying to cancel and censor conservatives, or gun control organizations. There's one conservative cell phone company in America. It's the one I use. It's Patriot Mobile. When Nancy Pelosi's illegal January 6th committee came after my phone records and the phone records of my wife and my children, and my cell phone provider said, "Oh, sure, what do you want, Nancy?" I said, "That's it." I cut the cord and I switched to Patriot Mobile. They're on your side. Switch today. It's super easy. You keep your old number, keep your old phone, or get an upgrade. 972 Patriot, patriotmobile.com/Gorka. Free activation with my name, extra discounts for veterans and first responders. Switch today. Don't fund those who don't share your values. That's insane. 972-728-7468, patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Switch today. So, Matt, I don't know if you have, I mean, we don't rehearse these interviews because I don't do that with anybody. I don't even do that with President Trump. We don't clear talking points. So I don't know if you have an answer to this, but, and I haven't asked the president. I think I'm going to have to ask him next time I see him. President Trump said, whether it's in the Leslie Stahl interview, whether it's, you know, the comment about they wiretapped my campaign, he said this from the get-go. I think I know why he knows this. I think it has to do either with something Mark Levin knew, because he made the statement very early on, or somebody called Admiral Rogers. Admiral Rogers was the head of the NSA. Mike Rogers. He was head of the National Security Agency. Obama tried to fire him, just as he fired Mike Flynn when he was the head of the DIA. And I think there's a lot to be unearthed about a trip that was unauthorized by the White House, by Admiral Rogers, to Trump Tower during the transition phase when President Trump was still elect president and hadn't been sworn in. I think Admiral Rogers knew what had been done to the candidate and now president-elect, and he tried to warn him. Do you have any other theory, or what do you think of mine?
I think that's a plausible theory. Admiral Rogers is a person whom I've hoped to interview for almost 8 years now for one very good reason. He was part of the team that did the initial intelligence community assessment, and he was the NSA refused to sign off, saying that they had high confidence that Russia had conducted influence activities to help Trump.
Meaning they refused to make that statement.
Right. Now, they said they had moderate confidence, but if you talk to intelligence officers, they'll tell you what that means. That means that we don't have confidence in this. The FBI actually changed their minds before the election. They said that they told the New York Times they didn't feel that that was true. But then in December of 2016, they said that they did. But the NSA never moved off that position. Which suggests that Admiral Rogers, who was the person involved in that team, you know, that he had a point of view about all this. If there had been, you know, a conspiracy involving Trump in Russia, there would have been an enormous signals intelligence record. And my guess is that the NSA, not discovering this, had a great deal of trouble endorsing this investigatory.
Well, I'm going to put pressure on Admiral Rogers publicly, and hopefully he'll give you an interview or somebody else an interview who actually believes in the truth. I've got a minute left in this segment. In the malefactors, the people driving this utter prostitution of the intelligence community for political purposes, who's the key actor? After Obama says, yes, do it, who drives it the most? Because I see Comey as this egotistical little, I'm not going to use the word because I can't, but just an egotistical little high school kid who just cares about himself. I know from people inside the DIA who worked for him that Clapper is a cretin. He actually gave an all-access Pentagon pass to the KGB resident after the fall of the Soviet Union. Not a smart guy, and that's declassified. So I think it's got to be Brennan. In all your work, is Brennan the guy that's pulling most of the levers to try and take down President Trump?
Yes, that's what we were told by multiple sources in this story, that that both of the main revelations in these exposés, one, that there was a widespread political espionage campaign, two, that they cooked the intelligence to conclude that Russia wanted to help Trump, that Brennan was the driving factor. He handpicked the team that wrote the intelligence report and supposedly was the driving factor behind the assignment of informants,
right,
to go and bump members of the Trump campaign. Certainly, it wasn't the FBI. They weren't involved that early, and he was an omnipresent character.
It's John Brennan, and hopefully, he's committed some crimes in the last 5 years, so the statute of limitations has not expired. We're talking to Matt Taibbi. The website is racket.news. I'm Sebastian Gorka. The latest product from our friends at Relief Factor, it's one that I've been waiting for, and I've been a guinea pig for almost 6 months now. It's Relief Factor Sleep. You know me, I've told you, I'm a night owl, so when I finally go to sleep in the wee hours of the morning, I need to have that deep restorative sleep. With the Relief Factor Sleep, I do. My wife, who gets up before the cock crows before the sun comes up. She's been sleeping till 7:30 in the morning and feels refreshed. Find out for yourself. Call 800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com/sleep. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com/sleep. Did you know that 84% of New Year's resolutions fail in the first 6 weeks? That's got me thinking about PhD weight loss and nutrition and why it was a success for me. Why I haven't gained 1 pound of my 42-pound weight loss back. Why Jeff, my producer, decided to start the program. Most people blame their failure on a lack of time, motivation, and a loss of zeal. PhD makes it simple. It doesn't take a lot of extra time. They are masters of motivation. You have a team of coaches by your side the whole time, and you don't lose your zeal because every week you make great strides, so you stay excited. Do something different this year and call PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition, 864-644-1900. To get started or online at myphdweightloss.com. Don't do this alone. The number 864-644-1900. myphdweightloss.com.
Every day that goes by, we learn more about some of the unprecedented interference, including from a foreign power whose leader is not a member of my fan club. I was on the way to winning until the combination of Jim Comey's letter on October 28th and Russian WikiLeaks raised doubts in the minds of people who were inclined to vote for me but got scared off.
It's the Russians. I think that's called election denial. Is she an insurrectionist? Should she be charged? Should she lose her Twitter account? And by the way, guys, this isn't funny. She's still doing it. She's still saying the Russians stole it, which is weird because she, her team, the DNC, Michael Steele, Clapper, Comey, Brennan, they're the people who ginned up the Russia collusion hoax. Okay, if you enjoy the show, make sure you're following us on the platform, the podcast platform of your choice. Give us a follow on social media as well. And then check out all the America First gear at sebgorkastore.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorkastore.com. Matt, a couple of minutes left. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you for joining us today. Hopefully we can also have your colleagues, Matt and Alex, on as well. I'm going to ask you the typical Washington question, you know, the elevator pitch. If an alien landed right now and said, oh, this racket news, this is interesting. What's this story about 26 people being spied upon? Or let's make it a little bit more realistic. You're a journalist. You've gone out on your own because you believe in the truth. If you are counseling or trying to inform a 22-year-old budding cub journalist why this story matters and what it's about, what does Taibbi say?
Well, I think the elevator pitch is there was a broad, officially sanctioned political espionage campaign directed against the opposition party of the sitting president at the time, which is a very similar story to Watergate. But the major difference here is that it involved the entire government. And it involved the use of incredibly advanced surveillance tools and foreign allies. You know, as for what I would tell young journalists, why does this story matter? Because this is a story about the most serious forms of abuse of power, right up to and including corruption of the news media, which is supposed to act as a check against all this stuff. They were active accomplices in this entire scheme, and it proves that when the press doesn't work independently, you can get away with all kinds of terrible things. Yeah, and yeah. The story turns out to be the ultimate example of that.
On that note, let me just tease you out on one last thing. You, Greenwald, others have decided to tread their own path, establish themselves, you know, as their own sources of journalism. You know, it's like John Solomon with Just the News. I love this stuff. I mean, this is what the internet was actually designed to provide us, that kind of flexibility, variety, and that kind of platform. I got to ask you, as a guy who's, you know, been in the belly of the beast at Rolling Stone for 15 years, knows all of the people in the ecosystem that is the establishment media. After this story, as you said, was propagated by people in the establishment who knew better or should have known better, who became willing accomplices of the intelligence community for now 7 years. Is the establishment media, in your opinion, Matt Taibbi, is it redeemable? Is it salvageable?
I don't think so. You know, Hunter Thompson once famously said that if you took a group photo of the 10 best journalists in the world, it would be a monument to human ugliness. That was in the heyday of journalism. There aren't 10 great journalists left right now. And this episode, I think, has dealt a devastating blow to the credibility of mainstream journalism. And the problem that we all see from the outside looking in is they don't recognize that there is a problem. You saw that the Columbia Journalism Review did a 24,000 word deconstruction of all the errors in the story last year, and there's been nothing at all, not a single move to do any kind of reckoning. They don't see it. They like this new role of being part, partners to power, and that is not redeemable. That's not a good role for the press.
Well, just in case you thought that was depressing, let me add that it's not just the journalism with the report today that a man who said he would warn our greatest strategic rival, Communist China, if President Trump was ever planning to move militarily against them, a man who has admitted that he used his position as the most senior military officer in America to undermine the wishes of the man chosen by 64 million Americans to be his civilian commander-in-chief, when Mark Milley, the disgrace to the uniform he once wore, is given a sinecure, a distinguished position at both Princeton and Georgetown, it means only one thing. What Matt has just described with regards to one element of the establishment holds for so much more. We salute you, Matt. Keep doing what you do. God bless. Follow this man right now. I call it Twitter. I mean, seriously, what, you tweet. You don't X. Anyway, he's on X at MTAIBBI, T-A-I-B-B-I. And subscribe right now to his Substack. It's racket.news. That's racket.news. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This has been America First with a very special guest. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.
Note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people...
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Now tell them who Jesus Christ is to you.
Well, I mean, you know, it's everything. I mean, you know, we're not here without him, you know. Most people I know, young people, think Jesus Christ is a swear word.
Yeah.
You know, even at Solid Rock, you know, where we have the teenagers down there,
right,
they have no idea that who Jesus Christ is.
Yeah.
He's not preached enough.
Yeah.
You know, most written about character of all time.
Yes.
In history.
Right.
And yet people go out of their way to not believe in him.
Why do you think that is?
I think it's because they don't want to give up their godship.
Yeah.
You know, they want to be, I'm a good enough, they believe the Hollywood version of, oh, I do more good than bad,
yeah,
that kind of thing. And I go, boy, is that, right. Satan's got you right where he wants you.
Then Satan's got you right where he wants you. You know, whenever I see that video, for those who don't recognize the voice, it's Alice Cooper. Kind of like, what? Alice Cooper? Yeah, that's Alice Cooper with some of the most profound words you'll hear this Lenten season. It is Ash Wednesday, and I wanted to share that with you because it's so true. Most people do not want to deny their own godship. That's probably the biggest problem in the world today. That is the function of postmodern secular world that denies God's existence, and then everybody thinks that they are their own God. Thank you, Alice Cooper, for bringing us back to what we should have before us this Ash Wednesday and putting Jesus back in his rightful place. Before I move on to the tectonic story of the day, and no, it's not Mayorkas' impeachment, which is largely irrelevant, but we'll talk about it a little bit. A bit of good news. This morning, my wife took me to church because it's Ash Wednesday, and it was the closest church to us that's joining a big school. And you know what the really great thing was? There's that moment in the Mass, in the service, where you're supposed to shake each other's hands. It's the sign of peace. Not one person wanted to actually shake hands. I guess the COVID thing is still whatever. But it was a school service, so there were hundreds of kids there. And the kids, they all wanted, with big smiles on their faces, to shake each other's hands. The next generation isn't afraid, and that is a glorious sight to behold. Okay. Vindication, vindication, vindication. The publishing of an article yesterday has vindicated so many of my friends and great patriots. Mark Levin, Dan Bongino, Lee Smith, Miranda Devine, John Solomon, General Mike Flynn, and especially President Trump. President Trump told us 7 years ago that his campaign had been spied upon and that the Russia collusion hoax was a fabrication. An article published yesterday by Matt Taibbi, Michael Schellenberg, and Alex Guttentag is the bombshell. Why? Because we knew what really happened. Dan spoke about this 6 years ago. President Trump talked about it 7 years ago. Mark Levin talked about it 7 years ago. But now we have confirmation. Let me just put the big point up first. The Obama administration, on the orders of the then president, targeted 26 U.S. nationals in contravention of the U.S. Constitution and in a negation of their civil rights. John Brennan's CIA worked with our Five Eyes partners, that's the English language intelligence community, UK, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and used foreign intelligence agencies to illegally surveil U.S. nationals. You can't do that. You're not allowed. The U.S. government can't just spy on you if there's no evidence that you're doing something wrong. They used the British. They used the Italians. They used the Australians. And they used other agencies to do what Leventi Beria said was his purpose in the proto-KGB of the Soviet Union. Show me the man and I will find you the crime. They used foreign agencies to plant spurious stories about Paul Manafort, George Papadopoulos, Carter Page. They even forged a document inside the CIA to mean the reverse of what it actually stated about Carter Page. And they used all of that fabricated CIA, John Brennan generated, fabricated tissue of lies to issue secret FISA warrants, Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act court warrants against U.S. nationals under the Operation Crossfire Hurricane allegation that they were working with the Russians. Of course, we in the Trump campaign weren't working with the Russians. If anybody was, it was Hillary Clinton through Christopher Steele, the MI6 former spy, Fusion GPS, and a certain foreign agent working at a think tank in Washington, D.C., a man called Danchenko. They needed an insurance policy. And we now know the following. Quote from the report. The United States intelligence community, including the CIA, illegally mobilized foreign intelligence agencies to target Trump advisors long before even the summer of 2015. British intelligence began targeting President Trump on behalf of American intelligence agencies possibly as early as 2015, including GCHQ, the Government Communications Headquarters, the British version of the NSA. According to the House Permanent Select Committee's on Intelligence's report, this is the source for this article, the U.S. intelligence community asked the Five Eyes Intelligence Alliance to surveil Trump's associates and share any intelligence they acquired with U.S. agencies. President Barack Obama's CIA director, John Brennan, identified 26 Trump associates for the Five Eyes foreign intelligence agencies to target. The IC identified those associates as people to, quote, bump, to make contact with, or to manipulate. The most powerful intelligence community in the world was used as a political weapon against a candidate, then a president-elect, and then a man who had been elected by 63 million Americans. Question is, what now? Can we continue to live in a country where if you're a conservative, if you're a Trump supporter, the and the FBI and the NSA will use all their powers against you despite you being innocent? We will be dedicating the third hour of the show to a one-on-one interview with Matt Taibbi. Don't go anywhere. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Make sure you are subscribed to the podcast, whichever platform you prefer, Salem, Spotify, Apple. Just plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Leave us a 5-star review. Share the links with your friends. And then make sure you also check out the America First gear at sebgorkastore.com so we can stop the corruption. SEBGORKA store.com, and President Trump's website, DonaldJTrump.com, to support him directly.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.